Welcome back. You're on the Velcro Couch with Steph and Dan. That was the With One Voice Choir. Now, please welcome to the Velcro Couch the Conductor of Operations for Creativity Australia, here to tell us all about the With One Voice program, Enya Tsai. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey. So nice to be here.
So
lovely to have you.
This program sounds amazing and just looks like a gorgeous community. Please tell us everything we need to know.
Yeah. Of course. So Creativity Australia is a little arts charity that runs a program called With One Voice, and these are community choirs which have the aim of bringing people together for social connection. So our vision is that we build a happier, healthier and more inclusive nation by providing accessible ways for people to connect with their community over music. And the way that we do that is through our With One Voice Choirs program, which is an inclusive community weekly choir that happens in over 25 communities across Australia. So we've got around over a thousand people across Australia singing weekly, coming together to just enjoy the company of each other through song.
That's a lot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. We started with just one choir in Melbourne over 15 years ago now, and we've grown over that time to over 25 choirs across Australia, which is, amazing. It's really incredible.
In every state?
Almost every state and territory. We've not got one in Northern Territory at the moment, but we've got Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, New South Wales, ACT, Queensland. So
incredible.
We're very close.
And they all
You'll
run weekly.
There.
They're all weekly rehearsals.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's no singing experience needed, no auditions. It's a chilled, beautiful environment, as we just heard as well.
Yeah, that's the aim of it, is that we focus on social connection and building, community over the perfection of a choir sound. So I grew up in the Australian Girls Choir, and I did lots of singing and it was focused on sounding as perfect as you can. This is very different to that. You come as you are. We don't always sound perfect, and that's the beauty of it, is that you can just come. You don't have to have any singing experience. You don't need to read sheet music. You just exist in the space. And we have kind of a model that we go by, which includes a welcome procedure and someone smiling and welcoming you at the front. We obviously do our singing, and then we also have what we call the wish list, which is where people can share things that they might be hoping for and see if anyone in the group can facilitate those wishes being granted. And then supper at the end of the night, so that people can sit down and actually talk to each other, with the aim that, you know, if you're new to a community, looking for people to connect with, looking for someone to text if something happens, for example, that those can be your people. So if you're living in St Kilda for the first time, then you can go along to St Kilda. There'll be, 60 people who rock up every week, and there'll be someone who realizes if you're not there 1 week, and hopefully we'll check in with you.
Oh, that is so,
so special.
Really special. And I was watching a video on the wish list. You know, someone was looking for a job and someone's like, I know this person in this area, and everyone's helping.
It's just so gorgeous. Sometimes it's something that's really small, like a lift to choir every week, or helping to mow the lawn, or helping to make sure that I've got enough groceries or something like that. It can be really small, but it can also be really big things, like helping me with my resume or potentially getting me a volunteer opportunity. Those things that make a really big difference to people's lives. And the point of the choirs is that it brings together people who might be more privileged with those who might be less privileged in life and have experienced hardship. And we hope that finances are not a barrier. We're a charity, and so where we can, we subsidise memberships for those who genuinely cannot afford it, and that is so that anyone can participate in our choirs as well.
And our closest one is St Kilda?
Yeah, that's right. We've got one in St Kilda. They rehearse on Monday nights at the Salvation Army Chapel, who kindly give us their venue. And we've also got one further down in Mornington, who are also on a Monday evening. We've got Ashburton, which is a little further in, but that's a Tuesday night. And then a Melbourne CBD choir at St Vincent's Hospital on a Tuesday night as well. So there's lots of them scattered all around.
That's amazing. Yeah. And who's picking what you sing?
Oh, it's a bit of a combined process with our founder, Tanya de Jong, who is an incredible social entrepreneur and soprano opera singer, who helps us with that. But we've also got an incredible national choir programs manager called Chris Blaine, who helps kind of arrange all of our music and make sure that it's as accessible and easy as possible. And then I kind of spatter in some thoughts around what we should do as well. But I have a background in multicultural communications and making sure things are plain English and simple. So a lot of our people come along and are new migrants or international students looking for ways to connect with people but may not have English as their first language. So we're always making sure that our repertoire is as accessible as possible, but also familiar enough and challenging enough that people can grow and learn at the same time.
Yeah, that's a fine balance.
And it doesn't matter how bad I am, you won't kick me out?
Absolutely not. Okay. You're so welcome. Actually, I think there's something really beautiful about hearing people in a kind of unadulterated way, just existing and using their voices. It's really beautiful to hear that. Mm. And I think we don't get enough of that. There are so many neuroscientific benefits of singing together. It helps with your memory. It helps with your language processing. I've done a lot of work in working with older people who, for example, might be nonverbal or going into dementia. And music therapy is there's a huge wealth of research in that, where singing together, hearing music and doing that together actually has so many health and well-being benefits as well.
Yeah, well, I was actually reading a little something about the history of the arts and theatre and performance in general. And the suggestion was that all of the performing arts began with spontaneous group singing.
Really?
How the emergence of the arts began was because we just started singing together.
Yeah, it's in our blood, it's in our DNA to be singing together, and hopefully the point of this choir, this choir program, is that we tap into some of that that feeling that we've got in our bodies that exists there from so long ago that has been quashed for whatever reason, that we've told we can't sing or that we're not creative or whatever it might be. We're pulling that out of people.
And you'd be filled with endorphins leaving. You'd be on a high after singing in a group like that.
Yeah, and you breathe together and your heartbeats sync up together, and it is a really special feeling. I really strongly believe that it's something that is truly beneficial.
It really should be mandatory for people to attend.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah. Can we make that happen?
I think it's mandatory attendance. Find your local with one voice.
Exactly. It says from ages 9 to 90. Do you get literally people that are 90 and 9?
Yeah. I mean, we get young and old. We have younger people joining our choirs and definitely lots of older people. Sometimes a lot of our choirs rely on wonderful volunteers and coordinators who are retirees often, who have a bit more time. And yeah, they can be up to and beyond 90 years old for sure. We welcome everyone.
Yeah, that's so nice. I actually was watching a video about the choirs, and one of the participants said that they sometimes stop just so they can hear the gorgeous sound of the choirs. That's never happened where everyone's decided to stop at the same time, have they?
I mean, it might have, and then, you know, it's up to our beautiful and talented conductors to get everyone back on board. But that's also one of the benefits of group singing, is that you're never kind of singing on your own. You have a group of people to rely on, and you're never in the spotlight, as you will, because there's a safety in numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you said 60 people?
Well,
about a week,
some of our choirs have smaller groups. Some of our choirs are up to 120 people.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're always open and welcoming new members who might be interested in singing, who might have been in choirs before or have something on their bucket list to maybe try singing and see what it's like.
Yeah.
So definitely come along if it's something that interests you. We've also done corporate training programs before, so things like team development days with organizations, so that's something that we can always do. And yeah, we're always willing and able to do performances as well if people are wanting
we can book you for a gig.
Please do, we'd love to sing for you.
Unbelievable. You just mentioned some of the corporate stuff, and I was going to ask you about your work doing equity and inclusion, facilitating leadership training in the corporate sector. How's that going?
It is true that I have 2 accounting degrees and did a huge stint in the corporate world, and diversity, equity, inclusion is a huge part of who I am. I love making sure that people know how to be as welcoming and as inclusive as possible. That kind of led me into a life in the government sector doing social policy as well. And it's really nice to balance my kind of arts work with some of the more corporate-y stuff, where I go into, you know, a tall building and tell people in suits how to be nice to each other. It's really important work. Yeah, I think it, and it is so connected to the Creativity Australia work as well, where we're asking people to be kind and welcoming and understand people's perspectives from another dimension, you know, from a totally different walk of life. And that's what having an inclusive and psychologically safe workplace is all about, and society as well.
How are corporate workplaces doing in, because this is not, it's not new in the sense that it's been, you know, probably a solid few years that we've been trying to get diversity and inclusion into the workplace. How, your assessment, state of play, how are we going?
I think it depends on what organisation you're talking to. There are some that are much further ahead than others, and there are some that are, I would call it a journey, but I wouldn't.
It's a very kind euphemism.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, I think in Australia there's some really great legislation that's pushing and accelerating things like the Gender Equality Act, and there's a federal version of that as well that require organisations to report on where they're at in terms of things like intersectionality. But there are certainly some organisations who are very much at the start of their journey.
Yes. Yeah. There's also some legislation coming in that you can't text your boss, or your boss can't text you after work hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's about to come in outside of work hours, there, which is really good. I got a 6:30 a.m. text one time reminding me to pick up some cheese for a 3 p.m. event. So I didn't appreciate a 6:30 a.m. wake up text.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the do not disturb.
They could have told me at 9.
I'm a big fan of do not disturb mode.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of flight mode.
Yeah.
Well, I
can't get hold of me.
6 hours would have been plenty to get the cheese, but I was given that extra 3 hours just in case.
Oh, how lucky.
I forgot to pick it up.
But was the cheese good?
Yeah, I forgot.
I do think, though, like, work stress and things like burnout happen because we don't have ways of de-stressing after work. And I think that something like a choir that is a weekly structured thing that's part of your routine is a great way to release some of that creative energy and also ground you in community and also in your body when singing is such a physical thing to do as well.
Mandatory.
So. Yeah. And what's the sort of response that you do get when you go into corporate areas and do team building? Do you get resistance? Do you get openness? I mean, you probably get everything, but...
A bit of everything, but I think with singing especially, it takes a little while to open people up. But as soon as people hear what beautiful music they can make, even if they don't think that they're really good at singing, that connection that happens within teams is really amazing to see. Actually, we can do something that is greater than the parts of, you know, the sum of our parts, and it sounds amazing. And this is just from one small session that we've done together in an afternoon or something like that. So I think, it's pretty amazing to see the transformation of people in with their ties all up and a bit stuck up about singing, and then seeing them really open up and find a voice in how to be creatively expressive. It's really amazing to see.
That must be joyous to see that transformation, actually.
Yeah.
And you're also working on two shows at the moment, one in February at Theatre Works and one for Comedy Fest at Chapel Off Chapel.
I am.
Tell us, what are you doing with them?
So Dry Land by Ruby Ray Spiegel is a show about what it's like to be a teenager, and there are some content warnings around what the show involves, but it is essentially about female teenage friendship. It's on at Theatre Works Explosive Factory from the 28th of February till the 9th of March. I think it is an exceptional play and really talented cast and crew, obviously, because I'm in it.
Yeah. Are you in the cast?
Oh, no, I'm not
crew?
In the cast, but okay. I'm part of the crew.
Nice.
And then for Comedy Festival, we're doing a remount of a musical called Lucky Stiff, which is a 1980s Lynn and Aaron's musical, Aaron and Flattery musical, which is just old school slapstick, really funny musical. We did it last year. It did way better than I thought it would do. So I was like, okay, what do we reckon we do it again? And everyone in the cast said yes to doing it again, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
So we're just doing four shows at Chapel Off Chapel from the 10th of the till the 14th of April. And we'd love people to come along to both of those shows if you're into funny musicals or serious plays.
That's everything.
We will be there.
Amazing.
Yeah, can't wait.
But more importantly, join a choir. Yes. Go to withonevoice.org.au to see choirs near you and just come along.
Yeah, come along. You can always express interest via, there's a little form on the website, and one of the volunteers from the choir will email you back and give you more details if you're wanting to ask questions, but you're very welcome to rock up, and we'll take you through the process and hopefully welcome you into our fold anytime.
Oh, so inviting, so warm, so lovely.
And Yitzhai, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Dan.
And I'll see you at one of the choirs.
See you there.
But first I'm going to play Major Tom that is sung by one of the choirs somewhere in Australia. Right.
And I hope that people listening to this can hear the joy in people's voices, but also that it's not perfect, that you can come along and sing just as you are. We really hope to see you at one of our With One Voice choirs.
You just have to show. You don't have to do anything. You just have to show up and enjoy.
Just show up.
And then reap the benefits.
Exactly.
So this is Major Tom. Thanks, Danielle. See you soon.
Thanks.